Leaders from the largest cities around the world are gathered in Denmark this week to explore how city governments can tackle the problem of climate change. Yesterday, we told you about how a project designed to protect parts of urban Honolulu from climate-related flooding has sparked community disagreement. Today, we'll hear how an alternative method for problem-solving could help prevent similar disagreements in the future. It's called design thinking. In his 2019 State of the City address, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell warned that as sea levels rise, some communities on Oahu will likely have to retreat from the coastline. But in other areas, infrastructure will be hardened to make them more capable of withstanding events like flooding.
We don't retreat in the dense urban core where we have this infrastructure. We slowly raise the elevation of buildings and roads.
Across the country, local leaders are facing the prospect of undertaking massive infrastructure projects, all in preparation for the rising seas and severe weather predicted in the coming decades. Adapting to the new reality will force elected officials to make tough choices like condemning private property and altering recreational areas. So how do you design a project with the potential to seriously impact so many people?
The way these projects get introduced and the way they get solved has to evolve.
Patrick Sullivan is an engineer and the founder of local design firm OceanIt. It's been hired by the Honolulu City Council to explore options for a flood protection system, one that covers an area with 200,000 residents and $9 billion worth of real estate and infrastructure. Sullivan says, with so much on the line, a new approach to design is needed.
Because this is a problem we're going to be living with in the modern world. And it's not really addressed in traditional approaches of planning and architecture and that kind of thing. And I think as the communities have become denser, as things like social media, where communications are different, it is becoming more important to think about it and to put together a discipline on how to do this.
Sullivan champions a problem-solving method called design thinking. It's a five-step process that starts with listening to identify concerns of the people who will be affected by the project. He says modern citizens no longer accept an engineering-first approach that leaves them out of the picture.
In the absence of information, they assume the worst. So I think there's this need for communication, and in that communication will come this whole process of evaluating things.
But communication needs to go both ways. Honolulu Chief Resilience Officer Josh Stanbro says citizens need to get involved at every step of the process and take a holistic view of not just how they're impacted, but also how they impact others.
Look down at your neighbors, look up at your neighbors, and try to take the perspective of, from where I stand at this spot, what would I need, what would I want, what would I expect from my neighbors?
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.